Rella?
Yeah.
You heard that?
Well, then I might as well tell you that I had a special ed teacher come to my class and tell me what a wonderful job I was doing.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Who?
Her name is Adel Katzenstein. One of my students doesn't belong in my class. She belongs in special ed. But anyways, the parents won't send her.
Mm-hmm.
For obvious from reasons.
Oh.
So this teacher came in. And she was just praising me. She said, how wonderful. The class is so much fun. Everyone enjoys it so much.
Yeah,
not that I got a raise, but Mom called me.
Yeah, she called me, too, right after you.
What'd she say?
Not much. I don't know. She was pumping us for information about Healy, which I must tell you I resent.
Oh. Well, she just told me that Ellie just put in $1,000 in his car.
Uh-huh.
So he doesn't want the van. And Mom and Dad offered to buy it for him.
Yeah.
But she said Debbie went to work again today, 9 hours.
I just called her and she wasn't home.
Yeah.
Boy.
That's all. And I spoke to Heidi.
Yeah, what does she have to say?
She was saying how her brothers were just by her for a few days.
I wouldn't have let them in the door.
Since Hanan Singh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the whole thing, obviously, because I don't know either.
Yeah.
And she said something about them coming to get back Sukkot time. And Mom and Dad are planning to go to her Sukkot. So I don't know if she meant they'll just be in town then, or they're coming to her for Sukkot. I don't know.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But,
So Mom and Dad are going to visit you on Sukkot too?
I don't know how they're going to. We're going to be by you.
You coming?
No, I'm joking.
I'd love it.
You kidding?
I'd love it.
I've had it.
Yeah,
we're not traveling for a long time.
Till the next bar mitzvah, 7 years.
The next van. This jet plane we buy.
Oh, gosh.
Anything
doing with your in-laws?
No. Mayor called up yesterday. They better bleep up these names. he called yesterday. It was 11:30 in the morning. He says, Rella, do you know where anybody is? I said, I know where I am. He says, no, I mean Mommy, Tati, Ephraim. I said, I don't know where Mommy and Tati are, but Ephraim should be at the office. No, he's not there. He has to go out. I said, well, you can call him on the car phone. I said, what's the problem? He says, well, the movers are supposed to be coming today, and nobody's at the apartment. And Mommy and Tati aren't waiting at the apartment. One of them were supposed to be waiting for the movers. So I said, how do you know they're not there? Because I'm here at the apartment. And of course, he had to go back to work, I guess. But he could have taken off his lunch program. Hour. Anyways, he wanted Ephraim to leave work and go. Can you imagine? So thank goodness Ephraim wasn't, he was delivering stuff to a client anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But,
How's the baby, Mir?
Baruch Hashem. I think she's okay.
So did they ever find out what it was?
No.
What, with all the cultures and everything?
No, they don't know.
They don't know.
Wow. I must call Wendy tomorrow.
Yeah, get the shoes. Mm-hmm. Why didn't she call you?
What?
Why didn't she call you?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. What else?
How are the kids doing in school?
Good.
Everything all right?
Mhm. Yeah. Girls are fine. Pacey's in the top class, and Chelsea's, just a nutcase. What about you? Everyone's happy?
Nachum wants to drop out of English.
Oh.
He keeps meeting Avram at lunch in the lunchroom now. He gets eaten in the big lunchroom, and I think I want to go home with you. He's not a good writer.
Yeah. Well, what grade is he in?
He's just in first grade.
Yeah, so that's when they learn to write.
I know, but I don't know. She sent out so many pages. I said, this is homework? He says, no, I didn't finish this in class. So I said, well, who else didn't finish? She says, just me and somebody else. Everybody else
that's kidding in class. Well, what was it? What was he doing in class? He went so slow?
He was going slow. I don't know.
What kind of writing is it?
Anyway, I watched him, just the ABCs.
Yeah.
And he really doesn't know how to form his letters properly. Starts in the wrong directions.
Well, do they have a book?
yeah, I'll have to do it with him. But that's what they're supposed to be doing in school.
Right. How many kids are in the class?
I don't know, 15. I better call the English teacher already.
That's not bad. Maybe you should consider skipping him English.
Skipping English. And that's it. I was trying to hook up the fax modem. We have a fax modem on our computer.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know how to hook it on.
What do you need it for?
I want to send Mima a fax.
Why don't you send it from your office?
Because I have it here, and I have the fax modem. I might as well send it now if I could.
Yeah. You didn't hear from her yet.
Well, she called that once, I told you,
right.
And then I couldn't get through.
Right.
So, yeah, I can fax it tomorrow morning, but then it's already the evening. She won't get it.
Yeah.
If I fax it now.
Actually, she should call you on your 800 number.
I thought the 800 number would work. It does not work. International.
Well, I didn't know that.
I didn't either. That's why I took it. I mean, I had it a long time ago, but I didn't cancel it because of Chaim.
Right.
I had it for Chaim in New York.
I didn't even know that. I thought 800 is, you know.
Well, this particular company doesn't work international.
Oh.
But I did work out something with MCI where I get a cheaper rate if I call her station to station.
Right.
So I told her to call collectively, won't accept it, and call back.
Right.
You know, but.
She can't get through.
I couldn't get through.
Yeah.
Plus, so that's the story. That's it. Did you know Yontif's in 2 weeks?
Which Yontif is that?
Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, okay.
So where are you going to be for Sukkot? Oh, Meir and Bachi will be up there for Sukkot?
When is Sukkot? October?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll probably be here.
Well, maybe they'll go to her.
Maybe not, yeah, because maybe they'll go to her.
If they live
but
here.
But I don't know, because her sister's engaged.
Oh, who's she engaged to?
Zellinger, as Meir puts it. Oh, he's got a lot of money. I said, really? I said, yeah, I know. It's a big Muncy family.
Mm-hmm.
He's not from Muncy per se. He's in Brooklyn now, but the whole Zellinger family is from Muncy. So he says, yeah, the grandfather just kicked in and left him $8 million.
Wow.
So I'm sure he's having problems over there, Mayor.
Well, I can't take it that he's not getting the share.
He's not getting much. I can't even think of Sukkot. I don't know. I spoke to Heidi's due October 6th, I think.
Uh-huh.
She's got another month. And I feel bad for Ellie and Debbie.
I feel terrible for them.
Well, you're helping them out a lot. I'm doing nothing.
What am I doing? I didn't
have their girls by then.
That's true, but they think they're paying me. I'm not going to.
That's not the point. Even if they pay you, Brian, it's a tremendous help.
Why is it a tremendous help?
It is, because you're taking over 2 kids for them.
Yeah.
You know, I saw when Elkie and Sari were away in the summer. They're my big helpers, you know? And besides them, I have just little ones. But you know what? It's still 2 less of laundry, 2 less of cooking, 2 less of arguments.
Well, of course.
But, you know.
Of course that's the way it works. They're good kids, and I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
Ruhami keeps her in line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, they're downstairs smoothing the whole time. They don't even hang around up here now.
Yeah. See, isn't that great?
Which helps me a lot, you know, because we really lost a level of privacy.
Right. And then Mom tells me, I don't want to scare you at all.
Who else is coming, Rena?
Next year.
For sure?
I said in 10th grade?
There's no end. Well, this is the last daughter.
Yeah. I don't know if it's really, really true. But she has a rotten class now.
Well, then they'll do it. Or she'll just take Sarmim's bed. She's going on 10th. 10th. I got 3 more years?
Oh, God.
4 years from now?
I can't imagine sending her away for so long.
Well, Sarmim's gone all high school.
Not since 9th grade.
Yes, she is.
She's not.
She is so old. In that first year, she lived with her puppy.
She did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And 10th, she moved in by me, and 11th was last year. She's been by me 2 years.
I didn't know. I thought it was only 1 year.
No. Time flies when you're having fun.
And you're alive and able to talk about it.
I think it's 2 years. Sure, it's 2 years.
Really?
Well, 1 year she was by her bubby.
Yeah.
She didn't come last year for the first time.
I don't know. I thought
she just didn't live here the first year.
Right.
In my house, but no, I'm almost 100% sure she's
I can't imagine that she left in ninth grade.
Yeah, she did. She did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that, because she had no friends or anything, that was different.
Right.
But yeah, she left in ninth grade. She didn't go through any high school there.
Oh, wow.
Right.
I didn't know that.
But Rahami's camp coming.
Do they pay a lot of tuition in Chicago?
The tuition's...
Don't worry, I won't send out kids, sorry.
The tuition's $5,000 a child.
In Chicago?
Yeah.
And they charge them that?
They want to charge me $3,500.
Uh-huh.
Which I'm not going to. That's outrageous.
Right.
But that's what they... I asked for a discount on my... You know, I filled the scholarship papers, and that was the big discount that came, which is just ridiculous for one child.
By the way, I'm going to ask you, did you ever fill out any Turo forms?
I didn't.
Why?
Because... to get her credits for the year, I could have gone through Turo to file for the Pell Grant,
mm-hmm.
or I could have filed through TI here,
mm-hmm.
which is part of Skokie Yeshiva,
mm-hmm.
and gotten the Illinois State Grant.
Oh.
And I was told that I couldn't do both because there's no college here
uh-huh.
that's connected with the Israeli program that's also connected with the state and the federal.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't do, you know, and Turo's located in New York. I couldn't do the state there either. So I had to choose.
Uh-huh.
And people told me, number one, that I would get more from the state.
Oh.
And, And although I did, because the state awarded me $400 for the two semesters, a total of $400, $200 apiece.
Yeah.
And the federal came back with zilch.
Right.
Okay, so if I would have gone through Turo, I would have gotten nothing. But the real impetus to do it here was that Turo charged $500 for those papers to be filed.
Uh-huh.
And here they charge $200.
Oh.
So I figured, listen, if I'm going to get more from the state and they charge less, I might as well do it local.
Right.
So I didn't use the Turo.
No, because here, I don't know, they were talking about getting a lot from Turo.
I don't know. The New Yorkers get a lot from the from the state.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully that's why. What else were we saying? What were we saying before that? I interrupted you. I don't remember. I don't know. And then Heidi was talking to me about buying a van.
Does she want to buy yours?
No. They want a new one.
A new one?
She was talking about the caravan. I said, Heidi, do you know how expensive the caravan is? Caravan's a fortune.
I don't even like them.
Didn't you see the 96s?
No.
Oh, 96s are beautiful. That's why they're so expensive. The 95s are very cheap because they're still boxy.
Mm-hmm.
The 96s are all rounded.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're beautiful.
Well, I
And they're magnificent colors.
Oh, really?
They have such gorgeous, gorgeous colors.
But I just, you know, I like mine because mine is bigger.
I know.
It really is bigger.
I know. It's so much bigger.
It's taller. It's wider.
Yeah. The caravan looks a little bigger, but I was told it wasn't than mine.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if they're really buying. She was just talking about it because Hanan thinks he can get $5,000 for his station wagon. I can't imagine that. First of all, they paid, I think, $2,500 for it.
Right. So what makes them think they can?
How many years ago? I mean, it's an 88.
It's not driving well?
No, she says it's driving wonderful.
So why should they get rid of it?
I don't know what she was saying. She says that she doesn't want to because it drives so well, but I guess comfort, they don't all fit in. But Hanan
Where are they going now?
Well,
they finally just took their one trip that
I
they went.
I know. So Hanan said that we'll just have to stop traveling. Next time it just pays to fly. It does pay for them to fly because they stop three times each way.
Yeah.
That's at least, you know, $300
right.
each way.
Right.
Besides the gas, which is, you know.
Yeah, they could have gotten $100 a ticket.
That's right.
I've been a mensch.
Don't forget, Meir was there already.
Right.
That's one less. But, because her sister now is buying, is getting a new caravan.
And that's why, so now.
So she, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to her, I said, I can't imagine you getting $5,000. Only because, first of all, it has, when he bought it, it was over 100,000 miles.
Right.
maybe 100. I mean, I know a wagon. It has a very long, you know, lifespan, but still. I don't know. And what else? Yeah, all her kids are away. You know, they're all in school all day.
Even Rihanna?
Yeah.
Wow.
Rihanna's away all day.
She's got a month to recuperate.
She's not even in a play group. She's in kindergarten, in school.
Really?
Or a play group in the school, yeah. She has a whole day till 3 or 4.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's funny because, you know, that's the one thing I would have held back on to save money, you know, if I had to save. That's another tuition.
Right.
But I don't know. And
here, all the preschools, that's what you're talking about.
Right. Are government funded?
No, here the preschools and the schools, the
yeah.
3 to 4 year olds,
right.
All the schools closed them down. I mean,
closed
it down, and we closed ours down. Erie Crown doesn't, but it's a different crowd.
Yeah.
But they closed it down because it was just too expensive to run.
That's right. So that's
and it wasn't worth it for them. And there's all these little groups in their houses.
That's right.
That people do. So.
But you see, so by me, that's why they always take my kids in kindergarten early. Because they don't have a lot of kids. People are not going to spend $3,000 on a tuition when they can spend $120 a month on a playgroup.
Right.
You know.
So why is she doing it?
I don't know. I don't know why she's doing it. Listen, I don't say anything anymore.
No, there's nothing to say.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, here we closed them down. First of all, the reason.
So here there's one that started in Pacey School, but that's government funded.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
Here they, you know, the main two big schools closed them down because
right.
There wasn't, it didn't pay financially for them.
Right.
And, I mean, like most of the, who do you think most of them, the ones that were Rebbeim that had free tuition.
Right.
So they stopped it.
Mm-hmm.
So the next one is, you know, a 5-year-old.
Right.
And that we charge $2,300 for half a day.
Yeah. For half a day.
For half a day.
Right.
And then the full day starts. Actually, pre-1A, the next grade up, is like 5-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a full day.
Right.
It's 1:30 till Hebrew. Hebrew's till 1:30. And then there's like a play group. And there's a teacher in there,
right.
You know, but until 3, not until 4:15 like the rest of the school.
Right.
And it's still the same price, $4,500. $49.50, excuse me.
Oh, our kindergarten's only till 3, but they have me and two other teachers' kids that they pay the teacher another, I don't know how much, to watch them for another hour till we're out.
Uh-huh. Do you have to reimburse them for that?
No.
Oh, good.
I don't say, I don't ask, I don't do anything.
Right.
I never even negotiated this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's $49.50 here, and we're one of the cheapest schools in the city.
Wow.
Yeah, and then Erie Crown is?
We're 36.
Erie Crown, $5,500. The high
school. Rhina, she has 30 minutes of free phone call.
And, of course, we have nothing to say.
There's nothing. Yeah, she's spending them all on me. I don't know. Can you stop and call someone else?
I don't know.
We don't know. But they're taping our conversation for educational purposes.
And I get $10 for this, too.
Oh, and she gets paid $10. Is this from MCI?
No, it's actually a study that's being done. Linguistic Data Consortium at the University of Pennsylvania.
We don't know. I mean, yeah, she did arrive safely, but she hasn't really spoken to her. Because she called, and by the time Brianna called her back, she couldn't get through to Israel. Well, we'll visit her.
Did you speak to when's Tova coming?
After Sukkot.
Did she ever say anything? You know, I feel so guilty about this wig.
I know. I don't know. She never said anything. I never threw out the check yet.
Don't throw it out. I mean, I could always write you another one, but I'd rather she has it when you have it, when she comes.
Actually, I wonder where I put it because I switched checkbooks now. I had it in my old checkbook.
Because I never got a check back.
I know.
There's nobody that takes care of her accounting?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't want to, you know.
Screw her, yeah.
Yeah, I want to screw her, you know. I really don't. I feel very. But on the other hand, if it cleared, I don't want to give her another check.
Right.
You know, I want you to know that I gave you $125 last time. Do you remember?
Yeah,
recently.
I don't remember the amount, yeah.
It was $125. And it didn't. I didn't get it back either.
Really?
Yeah. And you told me you cashed it.
I know. I
and then about 3 months afterwards.
Yeah, it came.
It came in its only in a separate envelope, but they made a mistake and they didn't send it to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you know,
right.
I'm just, you know, she said she never got a notice of a bounce check.
Right.
That's why I'm, you know, as long as she was credited the money, you know, I won't worry about it.
Right.
But I don't want her to, you know, I don't want her to take a loss.
Right. She never said anything.
Well, maybe when she comes in, we'll resolve it once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
She'll call her mother and her father and find out, and then...
Well, she'll be there, yeah.
Yeah, but you have to bring it to her attention when she's there.
I know, right.
All right, anything else?
How much more time do we have?
We never have to worry about this when it's not free.
What's tomorrow, Thursday? It's almost Shabbos already.
I'm not ready for Shabbos.
I just had it.
Well, that's what happens every week.
Oh, gosh. I'm really not.
All right.
Getting so tired from school.
Yeah, me too. We've only been doing it 3 days.
And then I figured out, you know, my babysitter that I take Miriam to charges me $3 an hour.
Yeah.
And, you know, I end up leaving earlier and, you know, sending her earlier, you know. You know, because I end up getting ready and I have to drive there. Even though it's right near my school, I always take her earlier and then I go do shopping or whatever. So I pay $3 an hour. If I had someone in the house, it's $6 an hour.
But they do cleaning as well?
Yeah. Slight, I think so, yeah. Then I found out that a live-in, you know how much they pay a live-in?
No.
Between $180 and $200 a week.
How does that break down per hour?
So mine, well, when I bring a woman into the house, it comes out to about $125 a week.
And you have to pay, how much did you say is a live-in?
$185.
Really?
That's full-time help. My woman to come in is only, you know,
four and a half, five hours.
Right,
and you could split her, couldn't you?
Right, and that's what they do. They give her away, let's say.
How do you find somebody that's reliable that you can have?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I know people that have, you know, some people, but, I mean, I'm not going to do it because I really don't have the room anyways. But just financially, it doesn't make sense not to.
Well, maybe you can find, what about your neighbor behind? Maybe she can live by her and split it with you.
And so my mother-in-law has, but...
What?
Nobody I know here.
No, but the lady in back of you, what's her name, Jaffe?
Yeah, so she has a woman. She doesn't want... She has a smaller house than I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where have you found a live-in that doesn't have to live in?
So what did you tell Mom and Dad about Haley? What'd they ask?
They started to ask me, and I put a rum on. I really don't want to get involved, and I don't want to tell. No, I don't think it's right. If they want to know, they should ask Gershon. Gershon won't tell them either. Avram basically said that he's not happy, and either one of two things will happen. Either he'll adjust, or he won't adjust, and he'll leave.
Right.
But, you know, it's a strict place, and he wants more. He's testing it. He's testing how much he can get away with.
Oh, he said that?
That's what Avram said to Mom and Dad. The truth of the matter is that, you know, we don't hear from him all week.
Right.
He just pops in here on Friday. We hear what Chaim says to us.
Right.
So, I don't know. You know, he's certainly not happy, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Does Chaim keep up with, you know, the Yitzchak Kaplan? No?
I don't know. A couple of boys from Long Beach called him, yeah, but I don't know who it was.
Mm-hmm. He was a nice boy.
Yeah.
Gershnachan won't say anything.
I don't care. I'd rather they didn't. I don't need to be involved.
Right.
It's fine the way it is. Mm-hmm. There's a problem. They should handle it.
But they don't.
Well, that's not my business.
I know. Yeah,
okay. You know, the truth of the matter is now it's a little late to butt in now and handle things. The time is when you're younger and you get...
No, because they can keep calling. They can call the Rosh Yeshiva. They can see if things are how he's doing.
How do you know they're not?
I just have a feeling they're not.
They don't want to call attention to him. Well, listen, I don't know. The problem is that he should have been, you know, drawn in more online years ago.
But even if not, so before he went, they should have really...
Well, they were scared they wouldn't accept him if he
went. No, but I mean they should have been really firm with Healy. I see the way they handle it. They don't. They just ignore the problem.
Listen, it's their kid.
Yeah.
There's only so much a person can tell somebody, you know.
Mm. One mom says to me something about, you know, I told you at the bar mitzvah, she said, my goodness, he doesn't, he's not davening, and he's not even Havdalah, he's walking around, and he's, why don't they say anything to him? She says, that's exactly what they do with Bati. She's a spoiled, she's so spoiled, they give her whatever she wants, she can do whatever she wants.
Listen, I mean, you know, mom's method is not always, mommy's much too tough and strict with them.
Oh, yeah.
So you're talking about opposites, you know.
I know.
I mean, you're really talking about opposites.
Yeah.
You know. Kid
but I remember from when we were by them Pesach time, when was that, 3 years ago when mom had her surgery?
Two years ago.
2 years ago?
1 minute. No, last Pesach.
No, it wasn't last Pesach. Last Pesach I made here.
Oh, last Pesach. So it's Pesach before. It was the Pesach before.
Okay, the Pesach before?
Yeah.
Okay. When we were by them, I mean, not even Al Frumkite. It just wasn't nice. You know, he was listening to the radio and singing all these disgusting Gaisha words and songs, you know?
Yeah.
Like, is this really a sick thing? I mean, I listen to the radio. I'm not saying we don't. It's just when you hear the kids repeating the words, you know, really disgusting ones, and they, Hana says to me, well, we don't want to tell them no because it's not like in Bnei Brak where you say no and then they rebel.
Listen, everybody's got their...
I know, but you see, it didn't work.
Okay.
But my thing is, I don't think they'll ever admit that, you know...
Listen, Nebuchadnezzar.
They're following her father's shita.
Let me tell you something. They don't have to admit anything. If they have enough heartbreak, it's enough. Who do they have to admit it to?
I know.
There's, you know, it hurts them, it bothers them. You can be sure.
Yeah.
So what's the point to admit? So they should change for the other kids? It's really
no,
too late. That's
can
the way to
change for him. Why can't they change now? Nobody says it's too late.
It is too late.
No, it's not.
It is too late. These things you have to start early. You can't make demands of a child at this age. He's not a child anymore. He's a man. And he's far away. He can do whatever he wants. They're not on top of him. What are they going to do to him? Bring him home? That's exactly what he wants. What are they going to do to punish him? How do you enforce it? You can only enforce something like this when it's ingrained from a younger age and they understand family values and responsibilities. You can't wake up one morning and say, I want you to do this. Who cares what you want? You can do whatever I want. You know, I don't agree with you. You know, but the truth of the matter is, you know, Miriam, mom, you know, her whole shita anyway is so different. And I remember when Miriam was a little girl. You know, and she took me aside. You're spoiling her rotten. You're making your kids are miserable. She told me this.
Yeah.
Because
well, she tells me that about Pacey.
Yeah, and she's completely wrong. But she's just, you know, her manner is that she's used to is very strict, totalitarian, actually.
No, I told you that when, you know, that thing happened with Gershon. And, you know, we spoke to him and stuff about it.
Yeah.
He was very, you know,
laid back.
Very.
All right, listen. Can't tell somebody how to raise their kids. You just can't.
Oh, so mom calls me today. She goes, oh, but I have to hang up with you because I have to call Hanan. I just heard something terrible on the news.
What?
I said, what? She says, you know how they give you this weight chart for your height and your age? She says, well, they've lowered it by 20 pounds now.
This is a terrible news.
She says, I'm 5'5", and they always said I can weigh from, like, I don't know what she said, 125 to 135, whatever. Or, you know, more, I don't know, more even, like 130 to 145. Now they say I have to weigh 119, which is ridiculous, because a 70-year-old woman who's 5'5", does not have to weigh 119 pounds.
Of course not. Besides, she has different bone built.
So she's calling Hanan to tell him.
Had a bad news.
Oh, it's very dangerous. Uh-huh. And she had Mishkovsky by her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Anything else?
You think our 30 minutes are up?
Almost. Okay, I'll speak to you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.